Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be taking a look at plastic mold manufacturing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it should be interesting. We've got a great source here. What are the opportunities in the plastic mold manufacturing business?
Sounds promising.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's not just about like the actual process, right? We want to dig into like how this whole industry stays competitive, how they made a profit, you know, all that good stuff.
The business side of things.
Exactly. And one thing that really jumped out at me from the source is how much emphasis they put on the customer relationships, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a really key takeaway from this source is that the customer relationship is super important.
And it starts right from the beginning, like the design phase, which I thought was interesting too.
Yeah, totally. I mean,
you'd think it's all about the like
the technical.
Yeah, the technical stuff. But they're saying good product design is like a major competitive advantage.
That's right.
For these companies.
Yeah, and it's not just about making something that like looks good.
Right.
It has to function well.
Yeah.
And it has to be designed in a way that like makes the manufacturing process as efficient as possible.
Yeah, it's like a puzzle. You have to think like three steps ahead.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Yeah, you have to think about the end user. You have to think about how it's going to be made.
Let's like give me a for instance, like what kind of thing would they have to think about?
Well, let's say you're designing like a reusable water bottle.
Okay, yeah.
Which are super popular now.
Yeah.
Those are usually made with, you know, durable plastics that can withstand like repeated use and washing.
Mm-hmm.
So to achieve that, the product design has to consider not just the shape and size of the bottle, but also like what type of plastic is used, how it will behave during the molding process.
Oh, so that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, like because I was just thinking like shape and size, that's obvious.
Right.
But you're right.
But you have to think about the material.
The material properties.
Yeah.
How that's going to react in that process.
Totally. And, you know, even things like some companies are using plant-based plastics now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It mentions that.
Yeah.
To be more, you know.
Sustainable.
Eco-conscious and all that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's a good example of how the design decision reflects the company's values.
Exactly.
And maybe even attracts a certain certain type of customer.
Yeah, if you're a company that's really focused on sustainability and you want to attract customers who care about that, then using sustainable materials is a great way to do that.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so we've got the design that checks all the boxes. Functionality, manufacturability, and sustainability.
Yep.
Now we need to make the mold itself, right?
Now you need the mold.
Yeah, and that's where things get, like, super precise according to this.
Precision is super key here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because think about those water bottles.
Right.
Imagine trying to create a mold that produces, you know, hundreds or thousands of bottles that are all identical.
Oh, my gosh,
With, you know, smooth, consistent walls.
Yeah.
Perfect threading for the cap.
Yeah.
Like, it requires an incredible amount of attention to detail.
Yeah, that's mind-boggling when you think about it.
Yeah.
And it mentions something called EDM.
Yes.
Which sounds like...
EDM stands for Electrical Discharge Machining.
Okay.
And it's...
Sounds intense.
It is pretty intense. It's a really precise way to shape the metal blocks that form the mold.
Okay.
You can think of it like a tiny controlled lightning bolt.
Oh, wow.
That can carve out these intricate shapes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
With incredible accuracy.
Okay, so it's serious business.
It's serious business.
These molds are not messing around.
No.
And it says here that all that attention to detail during the mold making process, it really affects the quality.
Directly affects
the quality of the final products. Yeah.
Yeah. So can you unpack that a little bit? Like, how does that how does that work?
Basically, it's a chain reaction.
Okay.
So even a tiny imperfection in the mold can translate to defects in the finished product.
Okay.
And those defects could be, you know, all sorts of things. Maybe the plastic's weaker in certain spots.
Right.
Maybe there are inconsistencies in the shape and size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe the product doesn't function as well as it should.
Oh, so it's not just about aesthetics.
No, it's about function, too.
It's about making sure it performs as intended.
Exactly. Right. So that makes sense.
And that leads us nicely to our next big piece of the puzzle, which is quality control.
Quality control, right.
And this is where the source really digs into the idea of building trust with customers.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter how cool the design is if the product's all messed up.
Doesn't matter how precise the mold is if the final product is shoddy.
Yeah, shoddy, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, tell me about the quality control.
So quality control is all about making sure that every single product that comes out of that mold
yeah.
meets the highest standards.
Right.
So think about it from the customer's perspective. Yeah. Let's say you're a business
okay.
that needs a specific plastic component
right.
for your product.
Uh-huh.
You're relying on that component to function properly.
Yes.
Be durable.
Yeah.
Meet your specific requirements.
Right.
If the quality is inconsistent, that can be a huge headache.
Totally.
Yeah. It can create delays. It can create rework.
Yeah.
It can even damage your reputation.
For sure. Yeah. If you're putting out a product and the components are all junky, people are going to be like, I'm not buying that again.
Exactly.
Yeah. So consistent quality, it's not just a nice to have.
It's essential.
It's essential. Yeah.
Yeah. It's essential for building trust.
Right.
And those long-term relationships with customers.
And they have an example in here, right?
Yeah, they do. They actually highlight a real-world example. They talk about a company called XYZ Plastics.
Okay.
That completely overhauled their quality control processes.
Okay.
And as a result, their customer satisfaction ratings jumped by 30%.
30%. That's huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
Wow. So what did they actually do differently?
So they implemented rigorous inspections.
Okay.
At every stage of the process.
Oh, wow.
From the raw materials to the finished products.
Okay.
They invested in advanced testing equipment to ensure the plastic met their specifications.
Okay.
And they also really focused on training their employees.
No, good point.
To identify and address potential issues
right.
before they became big problems.
Yeah, nip it in the butt.
Nip it in the butt, exactly.
So it was kind of a combination of like investing in the right equipment,
yeah.
having those processes in place, right. but then also like empowering their employees to be a part of it.
Yeah, exactly. And it paid off.
Yeah, big time.
Big time. Not only did their existing customers become even more loyal.
Right, right.
But they also attracted a ton of new clients.
Yeah, word gets around.
Word gets around. People talk.
Absolutely.
Especially in the business world.
Word of mouth is the best advertising.
It is.
Yeah. So that's a great example of how that commitment to quality can really...
Yeah. It can totally transform a business.
Transform a business.
Yeah. Not just in terms of like internal operations.
Right.
But also in its market reputation and its customer relationships.
Yeah. It's like they built their own... like seal of approval.
Yeah, exactly. They've built this reputation for quality that precedes them.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm curious, what else can these manufacturers do to like, you know, stand out? Because it is a competitive market.
It is a competitive market. Well, the source points to after sales service as another key differentiator.
After sales. Okay. I can see how that's important, like software and stuff like that, where there's updates and troubleshooting and all that.
Sure.
But how does that play out in...
Yeah, it's a little different.
...plastic mold manufacturing?
It is. So think about it this way.
Okay.
You've invested a lot in a high-quality mold.
Right?
You're using it to produce essential components for your products.
Right.
But what happens if something goes wrong?
Yeah.
What if a part of the mold wears down or gets damaged?
Yeah.
You need a reliable partner who can quickly diagnose the problem,
right?
Provide the necessary repairs or replacements,
and
get you back up and running as quickly as possible.
Minimal downtime,
Minimal downtime.
It's all about keeping those production lines moving.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just like fixing problems, right?
Okay.
A good after-sales service strategy might include things like preventative maintenance.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So they're regularly inspecting it?
Right.
Servicing it?
Servicing the mold.
To prevent things.
Prevent issues from arising in the first place.
Oh, that's cool. It's like taking your car in for a tune-up.
Yeah.
You know, to avoid like a major breakdown.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah. Yeah. So does that save money in the long run?
It absolutely can.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, those regular car checkups can save you money in the long run.
Right.
Preventative maintenance for a plastic mold can help avoid costly production delays.
Right, right.
And extend the life of the mold.
Yeah. So it's not just about fixing problems. It's about preventing them.
Exactly.
I like that. And I'm guessing that goes a long way with building trust.
Huge for building trust and loyalty with customers.
Yeah, because they're like, wow, these guys are on top of it.
Yeah. When a manufacturer goes above and beyond to support their clients, even after the sale, it sends a powerful message.
Yeah.
It says, we're not just here to sell you a product.
Right.
We're here to be a long-term partner.
We're here to be a partner in your success. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this whole industry is way more relationship driven than I
Yeah.
initially thought.
Yeah. And that's something that the source really emphasizes
Oops, that.
throughout.
Right.
It's like whether it's understanding customer needs during the design phase,
Right.
ensuring that meticulous quality control, or providing outstanding after-sales service,
Right.
it all comes back to building strong, lasting relationships.
It does. This deep dive has really
Yeah.
shifted my perspective on this whole thing. I thought it was just going to be all technical and,
Right.
we're going to be talking about plastic molecules or something,
Yeah.
but there's this whole human element to it,
There is.
which is great.
Yeah, and it's really about, the people, the partnerships, and this commitment to delivering value beyond just that initial transaction.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. And, it's a reminder that even in industries that seem purely technical, on the surface, there's always this human element to drive success.
Absolutely. And I bet those insights are applicable
Oh, for sure.
far beyond just.
Way beyond, yeah. It's an emphasis on quality, on service, on building relationships. These are principles that apply to any business in any industry.
You're totally right. And it's almost like a recipe for success, right?
Yeah.
Like, understand your customers, deliver a high quality product or service,
Yeah.
and just be there to support them every step of the way.
It's a simple formula, but it's amazing how many businesses overlook it.
Yeah, maybe they get caught up in the
Yeah.
day-to-day.
Day-to-day grind.
They lose sight of the bigger picture.
Yeah. It's easy to do. But those companies that really prioritize these core principles, they're the ones that stand out. They build that enduring success.
Yeah, they're playing the long game.
Exactly.
And it pays off.
It does.
Yeah. So it's all about building that trust and loyalty, and that translates to sustainable growth.
Precisely.
Wow. This has been a very insightful deep dive.
Yeah, for
I feel
sure.
like I've learned a lot already. I've gained a new appreciation for this whole industry,
Yeah.
and I'm taking away some valuable stuff that I can apply to my own work, so.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. And it's been a pleasure exploring these ideas with you.
Likewise.
And for our listener, I hope this deep dive has provided a fresh perspective
Yes.
on an industry that plays a vital role in our everyday lives.
It really does. And as we're wrapping up this part of the session, I'm thinking about this idea of partnership
Oh, interesting.
because this source really emphasizes partnership throughout.
It does.
And it's not just about the partnership between the manufacturer and the client, right?
Right.
It's also about the partnership between designers and engineers, production teams and quality control specialists, even between the company and its suppliers.
That's a really good point. It's this web of interconnected relationships, each one contributing to the success of the whole.
It's true. And it goes even further than that. This source got me thinking about the partnership
Look up it.
between the industry and the environment.
Oh, interesting.
Because with the rising focus on sustainability,
Right.
plastic mold manufacturers have a real opportunity to be leaders in using eco-friendly materials and
Yeah,
processes.
for sure. It's no longer enough to just create a great product, right? Consumers are demanding more.
They are. They want transparency,
Yeah.
accountability when it comes to the environmental impact.
Exactly. So it's really important for these companies to be thinking about that.
So what are some of the ways they're stepping up in this area?
Well, for starters, there's a growing movement towards using recycled plastics,
Oh, okay.
which is great because not only does it reduce waste,
Huh.
but it also lessens the reliance on virgin materials,
Right.
which often have a larger carbon footprint.
Yeah, so it's a win-win
Yeah, it's a win-win
for the environment and the bottom line.
for everybody.
And are there any other materials that they're looking at?
Yeah, some companies are experimenting with bio-based plastics, which are derived from renewable resources like plants.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, and how do those compare to traditional plastics?
They can be just as durable and versatile,
Wow.
but they have this added benefit of being
Right.
biodegradable
Oh,
or
wow.
compostable.
So they literally can go back into the earth.
They can go back into the earth.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful cycle.
It is, yeah.
Wow. So imagine a future where plastic products don't end up in landfills,
Yeah.
but instead return to the earth as compost.
It's a compelling vision and one that's driving a lot of innovation in the industry.
So it's not just about the materials themselves, right?
Right. It's also about the process. So manufacturers are looking at ways to reduce energy consumption and emissions during the production process.
So they're investing in more efficient equipment.
More efficient equipment, yeah.
Okay.
Optimizing their workflows and even exploring renewable energy sources to power their facilities.
Okay.
So it's a holistic approach.
It really is, from the materials to the actual manufacturing process.
Exactly.
Okay, so they're taking it seriously.
They are. And, you know, this commitment to eco-friendly practices is not just good for the planet, it's also becoming a major selling point.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah, consumers are increasingly willing to pay a premium for products that are made sustainably.
That's really cool. So it's like we're seeing this shift, right, in consumer values where sustainability is no longer just this...
Yeah, it's not a niche concerning...
Niche thing, yeah. It's like an expectation.
Yeah, it's becoming mainstream.
Yeah, it's becoming mainstream.
And the companies that embrace these values, they're the ones that are going to thrive.
Yeah. They're building trust. They're differentiating themselves from the competition.
Absolutely.
And ultimately, they're creating a more sustainable future for everyone.
Exactly.
This deep dive has been a real eye-opener for me.
Good. I'm glad.
I came in thinking about plastic mold manufacturing as this like purely technical field.
Yeah.
But it's so dynamic.
It is.
There's so much innovation.
Yeah.
Collaboration.
A lot of collaboration.
And that commitment to building lasting relationships, which I love.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure exploring these ideas with you. And for our listener.
Yes.
We hope this deep dive has given you a new appreciation for this intricate world.
Absolutely.
Of plastic mold manufacturing.
Yeah. We've seen how the industry is evolving, right?
Yeah.
To meet the demands of a changing world.
Yeah.
From embracing sustainable practices.
Yeah.
To prioritizing long-term partnerships with clients.
It's a great example of how even industries that seem rooted in tradition can adapt and thrive in the face of new challenges and opportunities.
And as we wrap up, I'm left with this thought for our listener. What other seemingly ordinary industries are quietly shaping the future?
Ooh, good question.
What hidden innovations and surprising partnerships are waiting to be discovered?
Yeah, I love that.
Keep exploring, keep questioning, and you might be surprised at what you find.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a fantastic example. You know, a commitment to quality can totally transform a business.
Yeah, totally.
Not just the internal stuff,
right?
But the reputation.
Yeah.
Customer relationships.
It's like they built their own seal of approval
by
being so rigorous with the quality control.
Yeah, exactly. They built a reputation that precedes them.
It's like, what else can these manufacturers do to stand out?
Hmm.
Because it is a competitive market.
It is a competitive market. The source points to after-sales service.
Okay.
As another key differentiator.
After-sales service. Okay. I can see how that's important in like...
Yeah.
Software, things like that,
where
there's updates and, you know, troubleshooting and all that.
Sure.
But how does that play out in...
Yeah, it's a little different.
Plastic mold manufacturing.
It is. So think about it this way.
Okay.
You've invested a lot in a high quality mold, right?
Yeah.
You're using it to produce essential components for your products.
Right.
But what happens if something goes wrong?
Right.
What if a part of the mold wears down
or
gets damaged?
You need to...
You need a reliable partner who can quickly diagnose the problem.
Yeah.
Provide the necessary repair and replacement.
Get you back up and running.
Get you back up and running as quickly as possible.
Minimal downtime.
Yeah, minimal downtime.
Yeah.
It's all about keeping those production lines moving.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just like fixing problems.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
A good after-sales service strategy might also include things like preventative maintenance.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, they're regularly inspecting, servicing the mold to prevent issues from arising in the first place.
That's smart.
Yeah.
It's like taking your car in for a tune-up to avoid a major breakdown down the road.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah. Yeah. And it probably saves money in the long run, too, right?
It absolutely can.
Yeah.
Just like those regular car checkups can save you money.
Right.
Preventative maintenance for a mold can help avoid those costly production delays.
Right. Right.
And extend the life of the mold.
So it's not just about fixing problems.
Right,
it's about preventing them.
Exactly.
I like that. And I'm guessing that goes a long way with building that trust.
Huge for building trust and loyalty with customers.
They're like, wow, these guys are really on top of it.
Yeah. When a manufacturer goes above and beyond to support their clients, even after the sale, it sends a powerful message. It says, we're not just here to sell you a product. We're here to be a long-term partner in your success.
We're partners.
Yeah.
So this whole industry is way more relationship driven than I initially thought.
Yeah. And that's something that the source really emphasizes throughout.
Yeah, it does.
Whether it's, you know, understanding the customer needs during design.
Right.
Ensuring that meticulous quality control.
Right.
Providing outstanding after sales service.
Right.
It all comes back to building those strong.
It does.
Lasting relationships.
This deep dive has really shifted my perspective on this whole thing. I came in thinking it was going to be all technical.
Right.
You know, we're going to be talking about plastic molecules or something.
Right, right.
But there's this whole, like, human element.
There is.
Which is really cool.
Yeah. It's really about, you know, the people, the partnerships.
Yeah.
This commitment to delivering value beyond just that initial transaction.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a good reminder that even in industries that seem purely technical.
Right, right.
On the surface.
Yeah.
There's always that human element.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
That drives success.
Absolutely. And I bet these insights are applicable, like, way beyond just...
Oh, for sure.
...plastic mold manufacturing.
Way beyond. Yeah.
Yeah.
This emphasis on quality.
Right.
On service, on building relationships.
Yeah.
These are principles that apply to any business.
Yeah.
In any industry.
You're right. It's almost like a recipe for success, right?
It is, yeah.
Like, understand your customers.
Uh-huh.
Deliver a high-quality product or service.
Yep.
And just be there to support them every step of the way.
It's a simple formula, but it's amazing how many businesses overlook it.
Yeah. They maybe get caught up in the day-to-day
data,
and lose sight of the bigger picture.
Yeah, it's easy to do. But those companies that prioritize these core principles...
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that stand out.
Yeah.
They're the ones that build that enduring success.
Yeah, they're playing the long game.
Exactly.
And it pays off.
It does.
It's all about building that trust, that loyalty.
Uh-huh.
And that translates into sustainable growth.
Precisely.
Yeah, it's like what we're seeing, the shift in consumer values, where sustainability is no longer just this niche thing.
It's not a niche concern anymore.
It's an expectation.
Yeah, it's mainstream.
It's mainstream.
And those companies that embrace these values, they're the ones that are going to thrive.
For sure.
Yeah. They're building trust. They're differentiating themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
And ultimately creating a more sustainable future.
Yeah. I like that.
For everyone.
That's a good point.
Right.
This deep dive has been a real eye-opener for me.
Good. I'm glad.
You know, I came in thinking about plastic mold manufacturing as this purely technical field.
Yeah.
But it's so dynamic.
It is.
There's so much innovation.
Yeah.
Collaboration.
A lot of collaboration.
And that commitment to building lasting relationships, which I love.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure exploring these ideas with you and for our listener.
Yes.
We hope this deep dive has given you a new appreciation for this intricate world.
Absolutely.
Of plastic mold manufacturing.
Yeah. We've seen how the industry is evolving to meet the demands of a changing world, from embracing sustainable practices to prioritizing those long-term partnerships.
Absolutely.
Like, it's
a great example of how even industries that seem rooted in tradition can adapt and thrive in the face of new challenges and opportunities.
Well said.
So.
And as we wrap up, I'm left with this thought for our listener. What other seemingly ordinary industries are quietly shaping the future? What hidden innovations and surprising partnerships are waiting to be discovered? Keep exploring, keep questioning, and you might be surprised at what you find.
Absolutely.